What's up, guys, and welcome back to episode 5 of the Goose is Loose podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Smith. Today is more of a rant episode. It has no real information, it's just off the top of my head and what I feel in the moment. Now, this could be the move going forward, we're going to see how it relates to everybody, but as of right now, it's just a forewarning. So grab yourself a whiskey, grab a cigar, sit down, and enjoy the show. Yeah. Well, guys, we're held hostage. We're held hostage by the corrupt, treasonous Trudeau and the Maserati Marxist Jagmeet Singh. Jagmeet Singh voted against the non-confidence vote proposed last Thursday. We're being held hostage. Canadians are being held hostage. The looming threat of tariffs from Donald Trump and the preposterous want-to-fight attitude by Doug Ford and the insane message that he proposed that we'll be cutting off gas and all essential stuff being sent to America. Canada is broken. It's never been more broken than it is today. We're in a terrible time for Canadians. We've never been or seen a Canada like this. Those veterans that fought 100 years ago on Vimy Ridge in World War I, those that fought in World War II, Korea, those that fought did not fight for this Canada. They fought for a free Canada, a Canada they knew and loved, a Canada they wanted their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren to grow up in, live free, be prominent figures of society. It's not the Canada we know today. Justin Trudeau has broken Canada. 9 years. 9 years of Justin Trudeau. It's broken. We're in insane inflation. We have absolutely no savings. Our country is on the verge of being annexed by Donald Trump and the Americans. Listen, I'm all for it. I want the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. But at the same time, I'm a patriotic Canadian. I want to remain a Canadian. Justin Trudeau broke Canada. He needs to go. He needs to be tried for crimes against Canadians, for the damage he has done to this country. Countless countries have said that they will not be allowing Syrian refugees following the downfall of Syria. Canada's not on that. Justin Trudeau's goal is to destroy the Canada we knew. And anybody that still supports him is dead to me. How you can support a treasonous man like Justin Trudeau and call yourself a patriotic Canadian is beyond me. Patriotic and treasonous do not go hand in hand. Justin Trudeau is a drama teacher, a snowboard instructor. He's not a prime minister. He's never been a prime minister. He's a failure of a man, a failure of a husband, a failure as a father. And we elected this man to run our country for 9 years. Scandal after scandal. Downturn after downturn. Failure after failure. We failed as a country. He's let our citizens down. He has embarrassed us all on the global stage. And he is by far the worst politician I have ever seen in my lifetime. His speeches do not resonate with Canadians. He is a failure. He cannot form a coherent sentence. He cannot say what every other Canadian is feeling. Pierre Poilievre can. Jagmeet Singh drives around in a Maserati and claims that white men are the downfall of Canada. thousands upon thousands of refugees from war-torn countries and even countries that are not war-torn. Muslim. They're coming over, protesting on our streets, destroying our civilization as we see it. Destroying our society as we see it, as we know it. And Maserati Marxist Jagmeet Singh, who has been banned from entering India, says that white men are the downfall of Canada. Our country's a joke. We've never been more of a joke. We have been mocked, ridiculed, humiliated by our own politicians and other countries globally. This is the work of 9 years of Trudeau. He's an absolute criminal. It's devastating what he's done to Canada. How he makes us look globally. We're a joke. We're an honest-to-God joke. Canadian politics, as a whole, with Trudeau running the game, it's like a Disney show. Nothing's real. There's fairy dust getting thrown around. There's a racist, the Maserati Marxist. We got a clown running it. This is Canada, 2024-2025. Welcome to it. It's one of the worst spots to live if you're a Canadian. If you're a Syrian, it's great. He needs to go. Trudeau needs to go. Jagmeet needs to go. Or as I say, Gagmeet, the Maserati Marxist. Treasonous Justin Trudeau. And his little SS friend there, Chrystia Freeland, she's no better. Yeah, her grandfather fought with the Nazis. Was a very high-up, prolific member of the Nazi Party. Shook hands with Adolf Hitler. But were the fascists. Alright. She's about to be fired. Chrystia Freeland is about to be fired. She's a joke. She's like doing all these Twitch things. We can't be taken seriously anymore. Canada is a joke globally. Our healthcare is terrible. Sure, it's free. Yay. I'd rather go down to the States, pay an arm and a leg, just to have good healthcare. Same day healthcare. Small wait times. The average wait time for a Canadian hospital is 9+ hours. That's the emergency room. That's insane. And why? Why is that? It's because we've overloaded our immigration. It never used to be like this. Canada's terrible. It really is. Am I proud to be Canadian? Absolutely. I smile and love the Canadian flag. For what it stands for, not what it is currently. I love the old Canadian national anthem, not the new woke bullshit version. Wokeism in Canada has been one of its biggest downfalls. This country's a joke. Our leader is a joke. His boyfriend, the Maserati Marxist, is a joke. The SS leader, Chrystia Freeland, is a joke. The gaslighting. The narcissism. The insane over budget. The ridiculing, the humiliation, the intimidation, the imprisonments. The freezing of bank accounts. This is Justin Trudeau's Canada. Canindia. That's what I say. Canindia. Well, I know this was a very, very short episode with no real purpose, but I thank you all for tuning in and giving it a listen. This is more of a rant episode than a informative episode, but it's come to the point where Canadians of all walks of life, now let me specify what I mean, Canadians, real Canadians, the ones that share Canada's value, it's come to a point where we've just had enough. Trudeau needs to go. Trudeau is destroying Canada. Plain and simple. The SS leader, Chrystia Freeland, she's destroying Canada. Boyfriend, Maserati Marxist, he's destroying Canada. So that's it for me. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to give it a listen and give it a watch. I've been your host, Joshua Smith. Love each other. Love yourself. Tell your family you love them. I'll see you in episode 6.